thank you. Thank you for this information. All interventions will be reflected in the final report. Once again, thank you very much. And now I would like to continue with the list of topics for discussion. I will repeat my first proposal is to discuss the potential of inland water transport. Then we could try to summarize what are the barriers for increasing modal share of inland water transport based on your experience, based of the projects already finished. The next, and also, of course, building on the outcome of our previous workshops. The next topic for discussion could be support measures, the ways how to overcome those barriers and challenges. And last but not least, I hope you would like to share your views on actions that could be undertaken at the level of ECE, at the level of the Working Party on Inland Water Transport, at what could be priorities for future activities. I hope we will continue discussion after the lunch break, but since we still have some time left, I would like to continue with the legal framework. This is always one of the important issues when we are talking about the development of inland waterways, of container transport. One of the questions is the availability and sufficiency of the existing legal framework. And here, I would like to go back to our discussion on the AGN agreement, which is, of course, relevant for the development of inland water transport and increasing its modal share, and also its alignment with the protocol to AGTC. We have already been discussing this for 2 years, so this is still an important question, and I hope that delegates could share their views on how to ensure the alignment between the two legal instruments and how to increase the number of contracting parties. Are there any requests for the floor? This is not about the current status of the agreement. I just wanted to stress the importance of the agreement for the whole transport and logistic chain. Given that the UN agreements under the purview of ECE, which are related to transport infrastructure, they serve a solid, they provide a solid base for the harmonized system between various inland transport modes. Therefore, they're very important for ensuring this goal. Are there any requests for the floor on this issue?